on the Monday afternoon of March 20th, students and parents took part in a press conference and a demonstration outside of Massivania High School. I will point out for our listeners that when I'm referring to Massivania High School, I am referring to the English side of MVHS that falls under the ETSB. The demonstration was meant to shine light on claims of sexual harassment and or sexual misconduct and or bullying that students have reportedly experienced at the school. They called out MVHS and the ETSB for failing to protect its students. According to chairman of the ETSB, Mr. Michael Murray, the SQ officially launched its own investigation just a little over a week ago. After hearing of what was taking place at MVHS, Anastasia Spanos, a parent of an MVHS student and advocate for the students, organized the demonstration alongside a collective called Les Voix des Gens Comptent. She openly speaks with CIDI to help give parents and students a voice, to highlight what has been experienced by parents and students at MVHS, and what her hopes are moving forward to ensure that students are safe while they are at school. CIDI also spoke with chairman for the ETSB, Michael Murray, about the protocol that the ETSB has set in place when students report a case of sexual harassment, sexual misconduct, and or bullying, and how the ETSB was and will address the cases. Good day, listeners. I am your host for CIDI's Daily News Show, Township's Daily News Bits, and thank you all for tuning in today. Anastasia, thank you so much for joining CIDI today and for being open with speaking to me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
You took part in a demonstration outside of Massivania High School alongside some other adults and students from the school. The demonstration was highlighted by other media outlets, but there are still people within the community that still don't know completely what happened. Can you please start off by informing our local community about the purpose behind this demonstration? What message were you and other participating in a demonstration trying to get out there to the community?
That our voices needed to be heard and that the girls' voices needed to be heard. I organized, and with the help of the collective Les Voix des Jeunes Comptent, with their help, we organized our press conference and the protest in order for us to speak out as parents, as students, that our voices are not being heard. This has been going on for a year and a half, and I just got over a week now that I just got the news that this is going on in our schools. I was oblivious of this is going on in schools. I know it happened in the past for me when I was a teen, but never to this extent. And I'm not a parent of a victim, but do I have to be one in order to step up? No, I'm just someone who thinks it's not right, a parent that thinks it's not right, and this is why I organized it with the help of the collective to speak our voices and let ourselves be heard.
Yeah, and for those who might not be aware of the situation, what are you standing up for exactly?
Well, there's been reports of sexual assault, sexual harassment, bullying and all that, and it's not been taken care of. Like I say in my speech, it's just being transferred from one place to another. Nothing is being done. The girls don't feel safe. I don't know what else I can do for them to help other than speak for them and speak for the rest of the parents that don't have their voices heard.
Is this collective made up of students from the school?
No, the collective is four teachers that have been trying for the past 5-6 years to get laws into the schools in order to protect in situations like this, like they have in SAGEP and college and university. There's a law that if something like this happens, it's taken care of right away and services are offered to the students right away. It's not something that you have to wait until it gets gone to court in order to get the help. We don't have that in elementary and high school. Yeah. And that's what the collective is working on for the past 5-6 years.
This was the first time I ever heard of this collective.
Me too. That's why I've only gotten how aware this is happening, not in just our school, but in all schools across Quebec and Canada, because they called a company in Ontario for an estimate for something, and she was mentioning that it's happening in Ontario also. It's a global problem. It's not just concentrated in our little school.
No.
And I'm happy that, I'm not good with names, but I'm happy that the Minister of Education is doing the investigation. But what we want is that it's done from an independent company or how it works, because of the fact that you can't investigate on yourself. Right. You need to have someone that is neutral, someone who has no ties to nothing, and do the proper investigation from top to bottom and bottom to top, because this is a bigger problem than what we think. So I'm just hoping that our voices are being heard, and not because I'm not a mother of a child who had something happen, doesn't mean that I cannot speak up.
No, absolutely. I remember when we were writing each other over Facebook before we had this interview, you mentioned to me how you had other parents messaging you and speaking about their experiences back years ago.
Coming out. There was an interview on JAD Radio. There was also another interview that was done before CTV posting on the program. And other things are coming up. I can't give details because we don't want anything to be put out there that is not true until it's 100% verified. But no, there's a lot of stuff that's coming out. And we're a small community. If this was a fear of the school boards of losing our schools because the government is threatening to close the English-speaking school boards, this is not the way to do it. We're the only English high school that we have access to from all the communities around it.
Yes.
If not, I would have to move either closer to be able to go to the Montérégie, or we have to go to up by the rivers in Grand Mère where Sheringan High School is. And we shouldn't have to move when this is our home.
It just exasperates. That fact right there just exasperates the situation. It's the only high school in the area.
And we can't go nowhere. And to make us parents pay extra for transport, or don't offer transport, that we have to travel our kids in order to go to a different school to avoid what's going on, it shouldn't be happening either. Schools are a safe place, a second home to our children. It's their way away from home, going to another place that they call home. And if they're not feeling safe in their schools, why transfer one thing to another instead of taking care of the problem right away?
Now, I actually spoke with the chairman of the Eastern Township School Board, Mr. Murray, and he confirmed with me in an interview that the SQ has launched an investigation into the reports of sexual violence at MVHS. What are your hopes now that this step has been taken?
To be honest, I'm finding that if the press conference and the protest didn't happen, I don't think things would have moved as fast. I don't think that if I wasn't involved, and I don't want anybody thinking I'm all high and mighty, but if it wasn't the girls speaking to me, a lot of police reports wouldn't have been done when they were done, because of the fact that they are tired of repeating themselves for something that no one's listening to. And that's the sad part, that they've been repeating for a year and a half before they could step up.
So you help these students in the process of filing a report?
Yes. Yeah.
Now, what are your expectations from the ETSB and MVHS moving forward when it comes to ensuring the safety of its students?
To put the stricter protocols, to have the staff trained to deal with this stuff, to contact the appropriate authorities when it's necessary. Communication with the parents is a number one key. When something happens, to communicate with the parents right away, not to find out in the grapevine from someone. To actually take action right away. Have an advocate for the girls that could be there to speak with them. Because I don't find it fair that the school speaks to each student individually or puts them in the same room, but no parent is there to be the advocate for their child. Things need to change, and the laws need to be put in the schools, and better protocols, and having services available to all students, including boys. Because it's not just a girl problem, it's a boy problem too.
It doesn't come down to a specific place. It doesn't come down to a specific gender. It can happen to anyone, anywhere, any point in time.
Yes, exactly. And it starts with the bullying, and then it goes higher up. Stop the bullying at the beginning, and the problem could be solved. But making them become friends doesn't solve the problem.
Well, those are all the questions that I had for you. I really just wanted to ensure that parents and students had their voices heard. And I know that you're kind of serving as the spokesperson in this situation. So I really appreciate your time. I don't know if there was anything else you wanted to mention that I may have missed in my questions that you think would be important to highlight.
Just my speech is enough that I find that the message was clear without giving any details and putting anybody or the investigation in trouble, because I want to make sure that things are done properly and not put any dent in the investigation, because I want the girls' voices heard. I'm happy how things are becoming and how they're going, but more still needs to be done.
And may I ask how you got involved with the collective?
It just happened that someone told me to communicate with them because they have experience in this field, and this is what they're fighting for. And I contacted them through Instagram, and the ball just went from there with them. And like I told them, I says, because it's all in French and it's barely on an English station or English newspaper, I was oblivious and so were the rest of the moms. We're a small community and not all of us speak French. I didn't know until I spoke to them that what they've been doing for the last 5-6 years. Because it's not as publicized that we pay attention, because I didn't know until recently that this, how bad it is in all schools. I thought the policies were there, but they're not. So
yeah, this opens up the change. Yeah, this opens up the door to a much larger conversation.
Oh God, thinking of calling it the Pandora box, and we just opened the lid. God knows what's going to come out of that, because of the fact that it's a long history. It's not something new. It's like I feel like they're playing hot potato with all the cases.
Well, thank you so much again for speaking with me.
Okay, thank you.
Anastasia kindly shared a video clip of her speech at the press conference and demonstration that took place on March 20th. We share it with you right here on CIDI.
Thank you all for being here today. We're here today to denounce the Eastern Township School Board and Massey Vanier High School English, all the staff from principals down to aides, for not hearing the voices of all the girls making reports of sexual assault, sexual harassment, rape, and bullying. I'm a 49-year-old mother of 3 girls and 2 boys. I myself am a survivor of sexual harassment, sexual assault, and rape. 40 years ago, these subjects weren't spoken about. The boys going to be boys mentality was high, and to this day, is being used as an excuse to touch a girl without consent. We aren't in the 60s anymore. We are in 2023, and these incidences should not be happening in our schools and in our lives. In the past 5 years, girls have been making formal complaints to the school, principals, psychologists, student services, and nothing has changed. In the past year and a half, girls have come out to the school about those charges. The past year and a half, mothers have been complaining, but their voices not heard. A year and a half of girls living in fear, missing school, anxiety, depressed, feeling shame and blame, and suicidal. A year and a half of being scared to walk the hallways, being in class, gym, outside, and using the bathroom alone. They don't feel safe speaking to the staff anymore and repeat themselves all the time. A year and a half of the girls missing their education due to fear, while the predator can continue his education. A year and a half of the staff doing nothing to support our girls and forcing them to have one-on-one meetings with their accuser to help him, for him to apologize and not do it again. When will someone take responsibility and act? Stop silencing our voices. We're asking for laws to be put in all schools to protect the students, just like they do have in college, SAGEP, and universities. Stricter protocols when someone makes a complaint. 1 month, an hour per class in high school on sexual assault awareness and sensitization on consent. Mandatory seminars or workshops for all staff that deal with the children in order for them to be keep updated on what to do and not do. every single school to have an office and trained staff to deal with complaints in a proper manner and offer services when asked and needed. Grade schools should have also stricter protocols in place and not transfer the problem. Education starts at home at an early age. When your toddler plays peekaboo with the neighbor's dog in the bathroom, we find it cute, but that leads to doing the same act in daycare and kindergarten. We need to teach our children what is right and wrong, what's consent and what's appropriate. Have you ever changed your clothes so many times or wear baggy clothes in fear you'll be judged, assaulted, and put the blame on you for what you're wearing? Women do. It's not a new problem in schools. It's a problem transferred from one generation to another, from one school to another. It's not a hot potato game. Girls need to feel safe at school at all times and have their voices heard. Our schools are supposed to be safe places, our home away from home. It's not only happening in our school, but in all schools across Quebec and across the country. How longer does it have to take for things to change and for all schools to be a safe place for all students and staff? Thank you.
CIDI will now go into its conversation with Chairman of the Eastern Township School Board, Mr. Michael Murray. So, Mr. Murray, I just wanted to start off. I know that some students and parents gathered outside of Massivany High School to express their concerns around safety at the school due to alleged instances of sexual harassment and or sexual misconduct and or bullying. Parents and students are saying that they feel like their voices are not being heard. So I'm just going to start off by asking Mr. Murray about the protocol that the Eastern Township School Board has set in place when a student reports an incident of sexual violence. Once a report is made, what happens? Can you go through the protocol step by step with us?
In general, I can, although I don't feel it's not possible for me to mention specifics, as in the case that was addressed. But generally, the first thing to understand is that as a part of our general philosophical approach to keeping kids safe and also productive and happy and comfortable at school is our attachment theory, which is something that we've been working on for a number of years. It is fundamental to our approach to education, and that is the idea that students have at least one, and sometimes more than one, significant adult in the school that they are, as it were, attached to. It's a choice of the student who they get attached to, but teachers, a support staff, and others in the school, specialists of various kinds, work very hard to ensure that every student has at least that one adult. And all it takes for us to who is feeling uncomfortable or in any way that there are inappropriate things happening either to themselves or to others, all they need to do is approach any adult in the school. And that is what precipitates or begins the process of addressing that student's discomfort or that student's complaint. You know, one of the things that was publicized is that we don't listen, but on the contrary, we are extremely sensitive to how students feel, and we do go out of our way to make it easy for students to express that they have some kind of discomfort or bad feeling about what's happening. And then to answer your question more specifically, once a student has spoken to an adult, it doesn't have to be a particular adult, just any, that is relayed to the student services team. And there's no, at that point, there's no filter. There's no judgment exercised by the adult to say this is or isn't a thing to report. If someone reports bullying, any kind of intimidation, any in this particular case that has blown up lately, inappropriate behavior, then the process is launched and it goes to the student services team, who are under the direct supervision of the administration in the school, the principal and two vice principals. So we have an entire team that follows up, that attempts to establish with the student complaining in the most comfortable and discreet way possible, what is their problem, what is their perception of their problem, and how we can alleviate that. If there's an accusation against another student, then there's certainly a contact with that student to determine whether, in fact, the student acknowledges that the behavior was inappropriate or not. We do try to investigate to ensure that complaints are legitimate and not made frivolously. We also try and ensure that every complaint is treated as serious until proven otherwise. The student services team, the counselors and the advisors and so forth, are trained and guided to try and to resolve the issue within the school. Immediately that becomes a challenge, they contact the family of the student in question. And the families are invited to come in and discuss with the student services team what's going on. We're very conscious that students are in school for 5 or 6 hours a day, at the bus time maybe 7 or 8 hours a day, but the rest of the day they're outside, and on the weekend they're outside of the school. And so a great deal can happen that we may not be aware of or that may modify, amplify the situation that the student is feeling. Mm-hmm. And so talking to the families is an essential part of that process. Sometimes we have difficulty because the families don't feel comfortable talking to us. That kind of makes it more difficult for the school team to really understand the whole scope of the problem with the student in question. If we run into difficulties that go beyond the scope of our internal investigation, we have all kinds of outside resources. Our first call outside from the school would go to the board team. If they still lack resources, it would go to the youth protection, the DPG that oversees all social protections for minors. And if it's something more along the criminal nature, then we immediately alert the police. So we have all those social resources, and it is all part of the protocol.
Has this report been dealt with by the SQ as we speak? Can you confirm that you've been working closely with them?
I can confirm, although the police have not publicly confirmed, I can confirm they have told us that they have opened a file and are conducting an investigation of the incidents that have been alleged by the students in question. Part of the sort of protocol that the police have is to instantly request us when they open a file like this and begin an investigation. Do not comment on the specifics of the situation. Do not do anything or say anything that would expose the identity of any of the students involved. Because, of course, the supposed aggressor or the accused is entitled to innocence until proven guilty, as well as the accuser. So we try and protect the identity of everyone. And that's why, largely, we suspend our own internal investigation. We turn over everything that we have to the police. And we wait for them to advise us if there is grounds to proceed on their basis, on their terms, that is criminal. The youth protection are involved with the police as well. If they report back that there's no substance, then of course we need to launch a follow-up for counseling of the students who may have, I don't know, exaggerated or in some way reported an incident that is not as grave or serious as initially thought. And we try and get to the root of what it is really that is troubling them. And very often that again requires resort to the families and a request for their collaboration to understand the whole scope of what's troubling the student. So it's a huge operation, a huge exercise that we take extremely seriously.
Now, you were mentioning before how, you know, like the protocol, and throughout the interview you've been highlighting the whole process that the board goes through and the different steps that has to be taken to ensure the safety of students. But my next question really is, how does the ETSB or MVHS go about ensuring the safety of the students while police are conducting their investigations into these reports? That's what I really want to know. Like, for example, does the school or the school board have some sort of protocol set in place to limit contact between the said victim or the student that might be accused of sexual violence? Is there security on site at the school?
There is, and it can take multiple different forms. In some cases, we might ask students not to attend school until an investigation is complete. In other cases, we might assign an accompagnateur, a shadow, to accompany the student around the school so that there's always an adult observer present to their security and their safety. These are all things we also like to discuss with the families to ensure that we're not intruding on the student's life inappropriately or unnecessarily. But we certainly want any risk of sort of repetition or inadvertent contact that might be misconstrued or anything else of that nature.
Now, you mentioned how once there's a report that's made, it goes to the social services at the school. So there are counselors and social services staff on site that victims can turn to at the school if they need emotional or psychological support throughout this time.
Yes, that's correct.
Now, with the concerns of parents being loud and clear, how is the ETSV moving forward from here?
Well, we've reached a stage in the incidents that are being publicized by the parents. We've reached a stage of having the police conduct a thorough investigation, including, I presume, but I don't have direct knowledge. I presume they're questioning the accused, the accusers, and witnesses that may be available to try and determine exactly what the situation is or was. In the meantime, unfortunately, we've encountered this storm of accusation of everything up to and including rape, which sounds extremely dramatic, yet nothing of that sort has been reported to us on any substantial basis. That's more sort of the sensationalization of the problem by using terms that are unlikely to be specifically accurate. We had to suspend further investigation on our end until they completed their investigation. I'm sure it will be done promptly, as quickly as possible. Once we have the result, we can move on to next steps. Next steps will certainly include trying to support and counsel the students on all sides of this issue.
Now, those were all the questions that I had for you, Mr. Murray, but I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention that you think would be important for people to be aware of.
Well, it's really important for people, and I'm sure that there are people in your audience who, while they've never encountered this kind of situation for themselves or their families, are concerned in case it should arise. And so I do want to emphasize a couple of things. One is just how seriously we take any such complaint. So if you have a child who's feeling uncomfortable or in any way bullied or otherwise intimidated, to urge them to speak to anyone in their school, any adult who can launch this process. It's really frustrating to be told that, oh, this you know, whatever incident has been going on for days or weeks or months, but we have not heard of it. We have not had any student come forward to any of the adults to say, this is a source of unhappiness, discomfort to me. Once we have that, we can get into action. But if we don't know about it, then we're still in the dark. And the other thing I'd like to emphasize is that, again, collaboration with the families is a really vital part of our process. We really move quite quickly to talk to parents of students who have registered a complaint to find out if there's more to it, and if there's a component outside of the school that needs to be considered as well.
During my interview with Anastasia, she mentioned how Minister of Education Bernard Grainville is taking steps to address issues of sexual harassment, sexual violence, sexual misconduct in elementary and high schools across Quebec. CIDI will play a short clip of him addressing the National Assembly of Quebec regarding this issue.
Madame la Présidente, les codes d'allégation concernant des agressions de nature sexuelle se multiplient au Québec. Et je veux lire le texte suivant à l'Assemblée. C'est un document que je viens de signer juste avant d'entrer en chambre. Acte de désignation et de mandat d'enquête générale à la suite de multiples dénonciations et d'allégations d'inconduite de nature sexuelle ou de comportement inadéquat porté à l'attention du ministère de l'Éducation survenu dans le réseau de l'éducation. Et là, je donne quelques exemples. Chemin du Roi, Pointe-de-l'Île, Il y a également un autre cas, Centre de services scolaires des Patriotes. Je désigne les fonctionnaires de la Direction générale des affaires internes du ministère de l'Éducation et du ministère de l'Enseignement supérieur pour exercer les pouvoirs d'enquête que ces articles confèrent. Ces personnes désignées devront faire enquête de portée générale concernant toute situation impliquant des comportements pouvant raisonnablement faire crainte pour la sécurité physique ou psychologique des élèves, incluant celles qui seraient portées à l'attention du ministère de l'Éducation au cours de la présente enquête. Ça pourrait inclure, bien entendu, les affaires de Kouandji.
Please note that no specific details, names, etc., were highlighted during this interview out of respect for the investigation being conducted by the SQ and for the identity of the students involved. Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.